pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning.
Morning.
Boyne County Board of Supervisors, April 20th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Boyne County Auditor.
Good morning. We just continue to be busy in the office, and I wanted to remind everybody that next week, a week from tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, April the 28th and 29th, the office will be closed from 1 to 4 p.m. both of those days for online training. So most of the girls will have one girl available to hopefully answer the phone, but the rest of us will be doing online training, so. And I sent that information to all the news media when I sent out the packet last Friday, so.
Thank you, Terry. Colin Durst, IT.
Keeping pretty busy like always. Dispatch switched to a new CAD system there last week, so that's been keeping us pretty busy, trying to get all the bugs and issues with that worked out, but other than that, nothing really new to report.
Thank you, Colin.
Yep.
Kevin Glendinney, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Good morning. Nothing major from the sheriff's office. I would just put out there that we are currently accepting applications for some deputy positions. You know anybody, please send them our way. That's through May 26th, and we're going to have a testing on June 5th.
June 5th is the testing.
June 5th is the testing, yep.
How many are you looking for, Kevin?
Potentially two. We have two anticipated retirements in the next 6 to 8 months.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Doug Urban, Jail Administrator.
Good morning. Everything is going good at the jail. Population this morning, 77, with 8 out of county. So it's holding about the same. 4 are waiting to go to Oakdale. Hopefully yet this week, but if so, it's going to be later in the week.
That M4 has been out there quite a while waiting to go to Oakdale.
It's a new 4.
Oh, it's a new 4? I was going to think that 4 number comes up.
It rotates around.
It's a pretty constant thing.
You think you get?
It's pretty constant. There's about 4 or 5 a week that go.
Well, how about 77 more of them? Just ask them to take the overload.
Be all right.
Thank you, Doug.
Yes.
Ryan Clark, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Things are moving along. Guys are working on obviously various projects. Flint Bottom or Flint Creek Highway 99 bridge project's moving along good. They did pour some concrete, I believe, yesterday morning. So part of the rail system, the concrete rail system. Dirt contractor's been working on the south end, so that's moving along also. As you know, there's a lot of dirt to move there, so he's working on that south end first, and then he'll shift over to the north end once he's got that done. That dirt does have to set for 28 days before they're allowed to pave on top of it. So give it some time to get some weather, get some moisture, give time to settle what little it might and stuff like that. So there will be a time gap there, but that north end takes more dirt than the south end, so some of that gap of paving time would be eaten up just in the amount of time it needs on the north end for dirt. So either way, they're working on that. And Flint Bottom's going good. Poured another section of short piece of main line, I guess is what I'd call it, east of the bridge. I sent you guys a picture there Friday morning. Yeah, they're making headway. They were going to try to pour today after the snow passes out and do a part of the bridge approach. So they're keeping moving. Their progress, I believe, I can't complain. Both the prime and the sub have done a nice job of keeping things moving out there. So yeah, things are going good out there too.
Thanks, Brian. Jared Glasser, Land Use.
Good morning. It's been a fairly busy week, I think, with the weather getting better, at least seemed like it was for a little bit there, but we're getting a lot of interest from people looking at questions about subdividing and building. We do have a couple of minor subdivisions currently out for review. I did want to give a quick update on the matter we had discussed at the work session last week about the resolution that first created the zoning commission back in 98. Did a little more research on that, and also after consulting with the attorney's office, we determined that because of the way this was initially passed, it seems like typically something like this would be adopted as part of the ordinance itself, and therefore any future changes could be done through an amendment to the ordinance. But unfortunately, since it was always left as a separate resolution, then the precedent has been that amendments just be made to this over time. And based on the timing of our anticipated timing for finalizing the updates to the ordinances and getting those approved, we determined that since the issue of the current membership is somewhat unique, given that we have a vacancy and one position that's recently a term ended, so that and that person is not interested in serving another term, we've determined that it would be best to simply amend the resolution again as a temporary solution, so that the membership of the commission and the voting procedure is clarified. But then once the ordinance update is approved later this year, we would include language to the effect of any previous resolutions in conflict with this ordinance are hereby repealed. So in the long term, that would essentially ensure that we have language in the ordinance that essentially restates what this resolution says, but then going forward, it would be amended. Any future changes would be done as part of an amendment to the ordinance, as opposed to continuing to go back to a 20-year-old resolution and having a trail of documents where this sentence of this paragraph is replaced with this, and it's confusing. So that's how we're proposing to handle that. So next week we'll plan to have an item on the agenda for that update regarding the commission membership. So that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Jared. Janelle, now we're along with Moore County Treasurer.
Good morning. We'll just keep them busy, but I have nothing new to report.
I'm going to jump the gun a few minutes here. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just a couple items on the agenda. Otherwise, nothing new to report.
Thank you, Natalie. Patty, I suspect you're here representing Community Services.
I am. For
Ken.
I am. We're just busy and trying to stay at least parallel.
Thanks, Patty. Rodney Gleisner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Been busy. Kind of finished up the little project out at the jail, the laundry storage, intake storage room floor. So that should be cured up. Hopefully, trying to move some stuff back in there tomorrow. Also, we've been working on one of the courtrooms down on first floor. As you know, when COVID hit, the state got a contract for audiovisual stuff for courtrooms, one for each county. And since we got a grant and did third floor already, they asked if they could put it in the first floor courtroom. So we did some painting, ceiling. So we got some carpet, some trim work yet to do, but we've been busy with that. It's kind of half done. So they're planning to install that equipment in June. So we kind of got a little bit of a head start. We weren't quite expecting to get this far this quick. So that's a good thing. So we'll be ready when they come in June. Other than that, I have an item on for a work session. Keep busy. That's about it.
Where are we at on that generator for the jail?
I don't know. They haven't quite started yet.
Haven't they? Have they?
So I haven't talked to them.
Do they know when they get delivery on that? Or?
It should be pretty well completed before the end of June, but. They're just kind of, some of it was waiting on the weather and some other projects that they had kind of already had on the schedule. So I will find out and let you guys know next week.
I know what it's like dealing with contractors.
Yeah.
Krista Fogelmiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. Currently, our 7-day rolling positivity rate is at 4% with 14 cases in the last 7 days. Our county vaccine providers have given 27,900 vaccines, and we have completed 12,200 second doses. We are currently doing vaccine clinics at our office Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays by appointment, which can be made at the website, as well as we are accepting walk-ins, and that's from 8 to 3:30. We are giving the Pfizer vaccine, and that is anyone 16 and older is eligible for that. Anyone under 18 has to have a parent's consent, but we are giving that daily on those days. And then we are doing a boost clinic at the auditorium for the next 3 weeks on Fridays, and so we will give, be giving second doses at the auditorium, 600 of them, this coming Friday. So.
Thank you, Krista.
I got three online here. First one is Chris Lee, Conservation.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. So let's see, we had a good weekend. We actually had a few sites available at Big Hollow this weekend. So that's cool. And I think I had maybe noted before, last I checked, which was just prior to our board meeting at the first of the month, we had sold out 60% of all available weekend sites in the park for the year. So if you're wanting to reserve a site at Big Hollow, I recommend you do so very, very soon. And if you go up 61 and you look over on the Starscape side right there by Foot Bottom Road, you've got a kiosk there. The field guys got that mostly done last week. It's got a park map on it. It's got the trail routes on it that go through the preserve there, and then park and trail rules as well. And so that's going to be a really nice visitor amenity to have there. Parks continue to be busy. The fish apparently are biting up at Big Hollow. Somebody said they saw 50 boats parked at the boat ramp parking lot on Saturday, and I camped up there this weekend, and the campers that were right next to me, they came in right at dark and probably had, I don't know, 30 or so crappie they had caught throughout the day. Maybe half of which were probably 12 inches or bigger, and it seemed to be thick as a phone book. So apparently the crappie bite has started up there. I'm not sure what this beautiful spring weather is going to do to that, but at least it was going pretty good there for a while. And then finally, I'm meeting with some of the engineers today to look at some of our retention ponds up there at Big Hollow. This is part of the overall watershed study that we're doing for the lake. They're going to be looking at some of our retainment ponds within the park there, reviewing and assessing those, making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, how close they are to needing some repairs or replacements, and we'll kind of get a prioritized list from that, and then work over the next few years to rehabilitate the ones that need it the most, probably using fish habitat grants. As you know, in the last several years, we've been using fish habitat grants to renovate a lot of ponds on our different properties throughout the county. We've done, most recently, we did one at Linda Recreation Area, just south of Big Hollow. We did a retention pond just right there by the campground, I think 2 or 3 years ago. And then we've done a couple others in the past as well. So those dollars, I'll remind everybody, are generated from fishing license sales. So every time you buy a fishing license, some of those dollars goes back into creating better fishing places in your local communities. So that's kind of what we're working on now, and we're going to keep at it. So that's it for today.
Did you get your turkey?
I did not. I didn't get anywhere close to a turkey this year, unfortunately.
I'd like to note for the record, I did.
Wrote in, Brian.
Strike that comment. That's code for you're not a real man. Who else we got?
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
You're still muted, Gina.
Can. All right. this is National Volunteer Week, so I would like to give a shout out to my community emergency response team, or my CERT volunteers and my Skywarn volunteers. Just to say thank you for all you do. We have a number of volunteers. The same people have helped with a lot of the clinics down to the Memorial Auditorium, and appreciate their time and effort. Some of them have been there all day. So we appreciate their efforts, and I know my Skywarn people are chomping at the bit for some spring storms, not this winter snow stuff. So appreciate their efforts. That's all I have.
Thank you, Gina. Please pass along the board's thanks to your volunteers as well.
I will. Thank you very much.
Last one I have on here, I'm not sure if he needs to add anything to what Jared said, but Zach James, land use.
Zach James, land use.
I don't have anything else to add, Jared. That covered everything for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Correspondence. See none. Did either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No, I have none.
Okay. We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $2,093,859.87.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Terry.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $160. I move that we approve.
Second.
Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a resolution, 2021-023, appointing Natalie Steffner to serve the balance of the recorder's terms. Whereas Des Moines County Recorder Lisa Haver resigned on April 9th, 2021, and whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors have chosen to appoint a county recorder in accordance with Code of Iowa Section 69.8 and 69.14A, paragraph 2. And whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors has caused a publication announcing its intent to appoint a county recorder, and said public notice was in the Des Moines County official newspapers per Code of Iowa, section 69.14A, paragraph 2, and 331.305, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa, that Natalie Steffner, first deputy recorder, be appointed to and duly sworn in as the Des Moines County Recorder starting April 20th, 2021, until after the canvass of votes for either a petition special election to fill the vacancy or when the seat appears on the November 8th, 2022 general election.
Move to approve the resolution, or a resolution for Natalie as our new recorder.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Heck yeah, she's a winner.
And Tom Broker.
Yes. Let me be the first to congratulate you. And also to apologize. I will never again stamp the top of one of your deeds.
A little bit of space there.
We're going to hold him to that.
I'll remind you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I believe we've got a judge on the way down.
Yeah.
Whenever they show up, the judge shows up, we'll
okay.
Take a moment out of the agenda so that the judge's time will be quite a bit more valuable.
Yeah, we actually can. Yeah, we have the swearing in later on, but whenever he gets down here, I'll go tell the girls to give it.
Okay, we have the resignation of a compensation board member. I'm resigning from the Des Moines County Compensation Board effective immediately. I accepted the appointment in order to represent Lisa Hazen, and as she is no longer the county recorder, I no longer wish to spend my time on this duty. I also think that the new recorder will be more comfortable selecting her own person. I am willing to give my notes from my time on this board to the new member if they request it. Sincerely, Carol Copeland.
I move to approve resignation.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Chip Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
And we need to set dates for the rural spring cleanup.
Those are the dates from last year.
From last year, we had Friday, May 29th through Thursday, July 2nd.
And I believe if any, and if you notice on that, the recycling center on the weekends is not open to take the appliances. They only do it during the week.
Okay.
So yeah. I think the landfill is open on the weekends from 8 to noon, but not
this will be published?
Yes, that will be published.
That will be published.
Do we have a lot of credits left, or?
That note is on there.
$8,672 worth of credits left. And I believe that's credits calendar year basis.
We could start it on May the 1st, which is on a Saturday, for anybody that wants to take stuff out to the landfill.
What, you want to run it May and June?
Run it through May the 1st through June the 30th? Does that work for you, Brian, to keep stuff out of the ditches?
Longer the better. Because the calls coming in about dumping are just insane. They're more and more every day. I'm sure the sheriff's office hears about it too. So, and I want to give credit while we're using this, because they have actually, credit to a landowner too, but they've tracked down some names and gone and knocked on doors, and some people have had to go clean stuff up. And the more we do that, the better it is, because it really is frustrating people.
What's the fine for that? It's a scheduled violation. It's not much, but what we do, what our office does, is we tell them they can go out and pick it up, or we're going to assess them a bill for the cleanup fee. And typically what that means, and they get the scheduled violation, and typically what that means is cost to clean up some of these dumps that we've had would reach thousands of dollars. So we make them spend their time to pick it up, or otherwise we'll hire an independent contractor to do it, and then they have to pay the bill.
Yeah. Being proactive on that's really helpful, because it's really become a problem. So yeah, I'd say as long as you can, I agree with those dates.
Okay.
So
we got May the 1st through June 30th?
Yep. As long as the credits run, so.
Okay, I'll make a motion on them dates, May the 1st through June the 30th, that will be the county rural residents spring cleanup.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
I'm going to have to find someplace to dump my stuff now.
I hear a lot of complaints about people having a hard time getting rid of TVs and stuff too through their process there, about it's not real good for their, I mean, it's only hours apparently during the day. I can't say as I know it firsthand, but I'd mention that to whoever the board member is that represents on that, because when people can't make it, guess where they go? So there's no availability in the evening. I just want to mention that as far as an user-friendly type organization that apparently has the stranglehold on where you can go around here.
Yeah, the TVs and monitors and all that stuff cost to have them dumped, because that's not included in the rural cleanup.
Yeah.
And they used to ever occasionally have an e-waste type cleanup, and I haven't seen one in a long
while. I don't know if it's as much I'm sure the cost is for some of it, but as I understand, it's kind of difficult to just schedule an appointment, because it's only during the workday that you can make it happen. So it seems to be quite a bit of business after dark that those are left in ditches.
And even the hours during the day are somewhat limited. I think it's $20 or $30 to drop off TVs. That's why we end up seeing a lot of TVs in the ditches, unfortunately.
$20.
Calling here a few years ago, what, 4 or 5 years ago, we had that thing out where the monitors and TVs and that. Is that still something we could work on and maybe get that?
We were trying to look into maybe doing something there last year, but with COVID and everything, it kind of got mixed out the door, but it's something that we would like to try
to take them at no charge, and then they take and recycle them?
Yeah, there were certain items in there that it wouldn't, that they wouldn't take or would still charge for, but I don't know what the list exactly was. So.
That's something we probably should look into. Do you mind contacting that company?
Yeah, we were planning on trying to get a hold of them this year and see what would be available, but you know, just have to find out, I guess.
Thank you.
One of you guys did replace Bob on that. I think Bob's on that landfill. There's one of you on the landfill.
Yeah.
Okay. We have personnel actions. We have two personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Michael Hayes, a full-time correctional officer, 36-month step increase. His previous rate was $42,426.82. His new rate is $43,261.74. And Brad Koenig, a full-time correctional officer, a 36-month step increase. Previous rate was $42,426.82 a year. The new rate is $43,261.74 a year.
I move to approve personnel actions.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And we have personnel action from the county recorder, and we take these letters through personnel actions. And effective April 20, 2021, I will be leaving my position as Deputy Des Moines County Recorder and assuming the elected position of Des Moines County Recorder. In accordance with Iowa Code 55, I am requesting a leave of absence from my employment as Deputy Des Moines County Recorder. As I will no longer earn vacation and sick days while being in the elected position, I am requesting I be paid for any unused accrued vacation as of April 16, 2021, and that I be compensated for any unused accrued sick time in accordance with the board's current policy upon my retirement or return to employment.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have reports. We have the clerk of courts reports for fees collected for March 2021. We have the cost advisory services allocation plan. And we have a report from the Dewey Buyer Trust. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review.
Judge Cruz.
Judges are a little like supervisors, they don't move very fast.
I
Your Honor, you're up.
Okay, Tom, you have the swearing, the oath here for Natalie, if she wants to come up here. And then that way she can read that as he gives you the oath, and then afterwards, he'll say the words to you and you'll repeat them back. Thank you, Judge Cruz.
Stephanie, would you raise your right hand? Repeat after me. I, Natalie Stephanie.
I, Natalie Stephanie.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge all the duties of the office of County Recorder.
Discharge all the duties of the office of the County Recorder.
In Des Moines County.
In Des Moines County.
As now or hereafter required by law.
Or now or hereafter required by law. You'll need to sign that, so just sign it. So. Right. And then while we have everybody here, if all of the elected officials that are here, if we can get a picture. Lisa's busy with court, so she's missing. I asked her if she had a cardboard cutout, you know, to take her place.
Thank you. Appreciate that,
thank
Rob.
You.
Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. Do you want to do that?
Do you want to do that now or after the meeting?
Let's do it now.
Okay. Well, let's do it now because we don't want those girls.
Okay.
Everybody
that's
else
fine.
Have to wait around. So.
Where do you want us?
Maybe we can stand down here. But up, can you take a picture?
I'm wearing better way back.
Okay.
I'm
wearing
prettier on radio.
We're gonna have to do
get up there where they can see you.
Yeah, we have everybody's faces.
There we go.
All right.
And Shane was 7 foot tall, did you?
Now look at everybody out here.
Oh.
Okay. For another dollar, you get the
bread. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh! That was, I enjoyed that. Any other business?
Have none?
I have none. Oh, I probably do. Apparently, I was late. I haven't read the papers. Part was in the paper this morning. I didn't see it. Somebody sent me a text, but I took part in the eggs and issues last Friday at the Grove Greater Burlington. They asked the schools and the cities to talk about the American Rescue Plan and the money that we're supposed to be getting, and so I'll just go over with, I did a little more research on that, and we aren't sure what we can use the money for. We don't have Treasury guidance, so we don't know. There's all sorts of ideas out there. It looks like we're going to be, the feds are going to give $65 billion directly to counties. That's not counting cities or schools or states. Anyway, so that's $612 million are coming to Iowa counties, and about $7.5 million is going to come to Des Moines County. So you can use it to replace revenue shortfalls that were caused by the pandemic. I don't think that's going to be a big number, but we'll be asking each department to compare your fiscal 2019 revenues against your 2020 revenues. Those are the two numbers you're going to base that on. So if we have that, and I don't know whether it be by department or total for the county, that's we aren't in need to know yet. We do not know if we can use the other's extensive accounting and transparency requirements. We do not know yet if we can use the funds to cover additional auditing and accounting costs. We do know that the funds are used in an unauthorized manner. The unauthorized funds must be returned to the Treasury. The deadline to spend the funds is December 31st, 2024. We have no idea yet regarding the procedure or the time required to get approval for expenditure proposal. And so then they asked for everybody's thoughts on what we could use the money for. Like I said, we could use it for revenue shortfalls. And one of the eligible uses of the funds is to respond to or mitigate public health emergency or its negative economic impacts. That's pretty clear to everybody, I'm sure. Anyway, so that's not pretty clear to me. Anyway, so how they'll define that, I don't know, but that's probably the most flexible opportunity for the use of the funds. And we've talked a little bit about it. I think it might probably, Des Moines County's most sorely needed facility is the public health building. It's almost 90 years old. It's too small, poorly laid out, and it's located on a steep hill, which makes access to the elderly and those with disabilities hazardous. There's no room for social distancing or vaccination clinics, no parking lot for drive-through clinics. We've been talking about looking for a replacement or some type of remodeling for a number of years, and this may be an opportunity to make a long-term investment in a modern facility. It would last Des Moines County for decades. It touches on part of the act touches on mental health. I don't believe in whether that'll be included in county allocations or not. Certainly, if we opportunity to increase the infrastructure, it was mentioned at the SEAL meeting last Wednesday. The eight counties, a couple of the members of the governance board brought up that the counties, if that's allowable, we might be able to pull some of that money and make some region-wide services available, or improve region-wide services. I've heard there may be opportunities for tourism, so perhaps Des Moines County Conservation might find its way into the discussion. And I encourage anybody that has any ideas, contact a member of the board, send us an email. But at this point, this is all conjecture. We don't know what they're going to let us spend money. But they're taking a fire hose and shooting money from one end of the country to the other. So that's the other business. I will let you guys know. Please let me know if you hear any more guidance from the Treasury. I've sort of been waiting for an email. I haven't seen anything. Any other business? Future agenda items. Committee reports.
Well, I had a public health meeting with Krista and the board, and she gave an update on most of the stuff, but we did have we're working on a bylaw revision, I think, the way I understand it, next month at our meeting. We're going to, we had a draft copy of it, and I think that's the way it's going to look, the way it's going to be, so we're going to have to put a new bylaw in. And Travis, she gave an update on that, on the COVID. And it's a little better now than what it was when you give the update. Thank you, Kristen, for all your stuff you're doing. Also, I had a landfill committee meeting. And this is all new to me. This is the first one I've really got to sit in on. And we did have
Don't call it the dump. They hate that.
Don't call it a dump.
It's a landfill.
It is a landfill. So I am going out and take a tour of it, so they're gonna help me out on that, where all the retention ponds and all that are at. But they had a capital improvement plan. Evora Consulting gave a presentation, so, and it was pretty interesting. You know, it kind of helps you understand some stuff's going on. When I fully understand it, I'll tell you guys about it.
Okay.
And then I had a regional utility service, and we had a new MOU with Loisa County. They've run into the same problem we did on the tanning beds, where the state still mandates, you know, they need back to that, so. And we went ahead and took care of that. And so that was about the extent of my meetings this week.
Thank you, Jim. I really don't have anything to report. I did have a nice meeting with Chris Lee, and he took me around Des Moines County and showed me all the parks and whatnot, and the ones that they shut down because people were doing bad stuff there, so that was educational. Nothing going on with workforce development and early childhood. We're just cleaning up some verbiage on some old paperwork to get lined up with the state, so that's about it.
Thank you, Shane. I attended a Grow Greater Burlington meeting this morning, and the old big concrete building out in West Burlington, it used to be Raider Precast, they sold that. So anyway, there's a new manufacturing.
That was those cats out of California?
Yeah. They decided that they couldn't stand California taxes and regulations anymore.
So mass exodus coming out of California, right?
They said, we got to get out of here. So they were excited to sell that building. And then we had the SEAL, the Southeast Iowa Regional Mental Health and Disability Services Region, meeting Wednesday, and we approved claims and contracts and discussion of proposed legislation. And yesterday morning I had an opportunity to greet the crisis intervention training that they're being held down in at the Burlington Police Station. One week of training, they had pretty good turnout. They had 20-some people out there. Des Moines County was well represented. And it's nice to see that many people taking the initiative and interest in wanting to take that crisis intervention training that's for a first responder. When you're on the street, you run into somebody that's in a mental health crisis, or you run across somebody with some sort of disability or autism to deal with that person. They have I got to see, they had brought this one young man in, he's autistic. And he was telling us a story. The police are talking to this young man, I don't believe it was he, and they asked him, said, can we see your identification? And he goes, no. Anyway, they keep asking if they can see his identification, and he goes, no. Finally, they ascertained they couldn't see it because it was in his pocket. That's just how he thought, you know. And he, of course, that conversation could get fairly heated in a short period of time. But he's going to be speaking to them, and he brings an interesting point of view, you know, that we wouldn't think of. But anyway, so I was happy to see all those people there. We had some correctional officers there, we had deputies there, we had some policemen there, and as did other counties. So.
What'd you learn about dealing with people like me? Did you learn something about that?
I think that's still understudied. That's a subject of intense research.
We'll put that in Carter's five-year
program. Plan.
See how many people attend.
Period. Oh, public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, we have limited seating, so you may email the board supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4.
319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you 2 minutes to initiate those calls or emails. Anybody in attendance like to make a comment or question? It's not very often you have to stump up.
He just sipped his lips. Wow. Nobody had a birthday in rock and roll on today?
I can't say. But I like your beard. It's really looking good.
Yeah? Well, it's a lot better covering all this ugly. See, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
Did they find any mushrooms?
No. My neighbors did.
Did they?
At my place. Oh. So I don't know that there's any more.
Turkey season over?
No, it's still going. There's 4 seasons, though.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, it's beginning of third or the end of second. I'm not sure.
You're going to have to buy one of them Mr. Wishbone turkey collars that everybody's raving on.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Chris needs it.
Apparently he needs one. Turkey's going to play with him.
Far more enjoyable to give him a hard time when he's here. I mean, it's not the same.
Yeah.
I was driving down a lane.
I still hear you, Brian.
Well, that makes you feel better.
I was driving down a lane near between some fields in Loisa County, and this one fielder was there was some woods back there, and I'm assuming that's where the hunter was. And there's a turkey walking across the shoots. He hits a turkey in the leg.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, so the turkey never flew off, but he hopped away faster than the guy. He shot 2 or 3 more times.
Didn't win that one, huh?
I didn't know. I knew they could run. I didn't realize they could hop that fast.
Do about anything they can to get away from somebody.
I suppose I could do that, too. 2 minutes are up with an eye. We're adjourned.
Why?
We're adjourned.